From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions plans to testify Tuesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. Sessions said he wants to address questions about him that arose last week during former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the Intelligence Committee. Sessions recused or removed himself from the DOJ investigation early during the Trump administration, since he was one of the campaign officials who had met with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before the election. In January, Sessions failed to reveal his meetings with the Russian official at a hearing before his confirmation as Attorney General.
We received a heartbreaking reminder of the risks.
Sessions later acknowledged he had two meetings with the Russian ambassador, but said there had been no need to disclose them earlier. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say a unified member of the Afghan Special Forces turned his gun on U.S. military personnel, killing three of them and wounding one other. Afghanistan and its capital, Kabul, in particular, have been hit in recent weeks by suicide bombings that have caused unprecedented civilian casualties. Turkey has formally arrested the country's chairman of Amnesty International as he awaits trial on charges of being a member of a terrorist organization. Amnesty International said in a statement, Taner Kılıç's detention was a mockery of justice and called for his release. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. United States Special Forces, that is, are providing technical support to the Philippine military to crush Islamist militants in the southern city of Marawi. This comes as 13 Filipino Marines were killed in intense urban fighting. Hear now from a spokesperson for the Philippine military. We hope to have that for you coming in the next hour. The cooperation between longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, is significant because Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, who came to power a year ago, has taken a hostile stance toward Washington and has vowed to eject U.S. military trainers and advisors from the country. Pressure is growing on Prime Minister Theresa May to announce her intentions to resign in the next few months. Senior conservatives told VOA, it is only a matter of time before May, who's scrambling to hang on to power, has to go. Meantime, May is still seeking an agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland that would give her the support she needs to form a government. May called last week's election, hoping to boost support for upcoming talks on Britain leaving the European Union, but allowed the opposition to gain more seats than expected. There have been competing protests in several cities across the United States between groups saying they are protesting the Sharia law and groups saying they are protesting discrimination against Muslims. The anti-Sharia protesters were organized by a group called Act for America. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups, says ACTS is the nation's largest anti-Muslim group. President Trump is preparing to announce new policies toward Cuba that likely will roll back parts of former President Obama's efforts to normalize relations with Havana. Mr. Trump is expected to leave diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana intact, although specific details of Trump's Cuba policy are not clear, sources familiar with the administration's discussions said they expect it will have been influenced by two Cuban-American Republican lawmakers from Florida, Senator Marco Rubio and Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart. Both are staunch opponents of Cuba's communist government. And gay pride events are taking place worldwide this weekend, including here in Washington, where a large-scale equality watch will be held today, with organizers saying they want to combat anti-LGBT rhetoric. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.